The 13 office buildings in Richmond, BC's Airport Executive Park, a business park located on 35 acres of green space, date back to a time when climate change and carbon footprints weren't part of mainstream discussions and long-term environmental control programs. But as more companies set climate and sustainability targets, many are actively working toward reducing greenhouse gas, GHG, emissions within their operations and supply chains. Fiera Real Estate Canada, the current owner of Richmond's Airport Executive Park, AEP, is aiming to achieve net zero emissions by 2040, partly through the installation of electric heat pumps that will replace its gas-fired heating systems, which date back to the 1980s and early 2000s. The company's net zero ambitions are emblematic of the significant commitments national building owners are making that will help Canada reach its target of net zero building emissions by 2050. And while 25 years from today may seem like a long time, experts warn Canada isn't making progress fast enough to achieve its goal. The clock began ticking in 2021 when the federal government adopted the Canadian Net Zero Emissions Accountability Act, aiming for net zero emissions by 2050, with an interim target of GHG reductions hitting at least 40% below 2005 levels by 2030. Released this year, the Canada Green Buildings Strategy says there are more than 564,000 commercial and institutional buildings across the country, and because the majority are expected to still be in use in 2050, most will require extensive upgrades and retrofitting to reach Canada's net zero goal. It's hard to see how we're going to achieve the interim standards for the building sector by 2030, and if we don't reach them, the climb to 2050 is going to be a lot harder, says Thomas Muller, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Canada Green Building Council, CAGBC, which supports the building industry's transition to green structures and sets national standards for zero-carbon buildings. Updated in July, the Council's zero-carbon building standards focus on maintaining high energy efficiency in new buildings and reducing carbon emissions in older structures by replacing fossil fuel-burning equipment. It estimates that Canada needs to convert at least 3% of its buildings to net zero emissions a year and invest billions in making buildings greener. A recent study from CAGBC and the Delphi Group, a Canadian climate and sustainability consultancy, identifies the most needed upgrades in buildings to be LED lighting, triple glazed windows, roof insulation, high-efficiency ventilation systems, as well as computer control systems that reduce heating and cooling when rooms are not in use. These upgrades require major structural changes and are why most building owners are conducting feasibility studies and putting refits into their 10-year plans, says Tanya LaGrosta, Vice President and Head of ESG at commercial real estate services company Colliers Canada. However, she says, the price tags for things like window replacements can have owners of older buildings falling off their chairs. The Pembina Institute, a clean energy think tank, estimates that decarbonizing Canada's commercial and residential building sector will require more than $400 billion in upgrades. It also concludes that more incentives must be put in place. Since grants are often difficult for governments to finance and administer, tax credits to stimulate investment are more practical, says Mr. Muller. However, a challenge is that several provinces and cities have building codes that include specifications that vary from the federal standards. It is a real hodgepodge of standards across the country, and that is contributing to confusion, says Terry Bergen, Victoria-based managing principal of RJC Engineers, a building science consultancy. For retrofits, there is also a misconception that high efficiency comes with higher operating costs. But recently, a lot of studies have been released that demonstrate a high return on investment by making these changes, says Duncan Rowe, a Toronto-based principal with RJC Engineers. At the same time, Mr. Rowe acknowledges that it's not economical or ecologically practical to speed up the replacement of nearly new equipment just to meet a standard. In other words, upgrades should be aligned with the life cycle of equipment. In the case of Airport Executive Park, the heating systems were several decades old and in need of replacement. While the newly installed systems are less than a year old, the expectation is that annual energy cost savings for all the property's buildings will be as much as 50%. In the long term, Achieving net zero emissions by 2050 is an interim step toward a goal of being fully net zero energy, producing as much clean energy as consumed with on-site clean and renewable sources, such as solar, wind or geothermal, Ms. LaGrosta says. Net zero energy is achievable because technology is advancing, says Mr. Rowe. For instance, solar technology is becoming affordable and can be efficient at powering some buildings, but it needs the right conditions. If a building owner has a large roof area, solar is a practical solution, though it won't be sufficient for an office tower with a small roof. However, there are also developments in photovoltaic glass that can turn windows into power sources, Mr. Rowe says. Ultimately, economics, not politics, will persuade building owners to invest in green technology, Ms. LaGrosta says. A study by Colliers found tenants are willing to pay a premium of an average of 8% to be in a building with a high sustainability rating. Building owners value their assets and political winds come and go. But it will become harder to attract and retain tenants in an older building that is falling behind the curve, Ms. LaGrosta says.